Hey, we're Stormstress.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM
WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Right now, you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm turning it up because this always happens and it's always so quiet, and now it's not, hopefully. And let me turn myself down on your headphones so I don't like. Okay, now I'm going to talk loud. Yay, we're here. We're back. Last week was our first week back on PAG for the spring. So freaking pumped. And now we have a Tufts, we have one of our very own special prized musicians from Tufts, not Berkeley, although we love Berkeley. May Gunn is here to perform. If you are an avid PAG listener, maybe you tuned in over the summer and you caught her show, but she has been here before and she's back, and I'm talking a lot, and can you please introduce yourself?
I would love to. Hello. Yeah, I'm May Gunn, but around campus, you probably know me as Meg.
I just put that together when I was typing on your name. I'm like, Megan, Megan, Meg.
See, that's the process. That's the journey.
Yes.
That's the experience.
Yes.
Yeah, super excited to be here.
Yay. So you're playing mostly originals?
Yes. This time I'm playing all originals because I did not have time to learn any covers.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being so swift.
Hey, of course.
Coming here and everything. Let's just get into it and hear your first song, and then we can chat and whatnot.
Yeah, let's do it. This is called Something Stupid. I always thought when my turn was up that I know before it I haven't to show. All I've had is let me down, never worth sticking around. Thought I'd have it figured out by now. I wanna get into something stupid just to remember how it feels. If I fake it well enough, maybe I'll find something real. But I'm not as good at acting as I used to be. I'll be chasing that feeling till it kills me. When all that mattered was someone, I was spending less time with myself. And all the acting does revert to past page one. Might as well be stuck. I wish I'd thought I had it. Save it for a rainy day. Spend from the blues and my mistakes so that they don't go to waste. Oh, I wanna get into something stupid just to remember how it feels. If I fake it well enough, maybe I'll find something real. But I'm not as good at acting as I used to be. I'll be chasing that feeling till it kills me.
Thank you. Sorry about that technical difficulty. We
just gotta keep it pushing.
We have like such a hate kind of like relationship with these compressors in here. Oh. And you never know, and then they always fail you at the worst possible moment. But you kept going, and that's the energy we need. Do you wanna tell the people a little bit about who you are? What are you doing at Tufts? What's your music journey, etc.?
I would love to. Yeah, so I'm a junior here. I'm a double major in child studies and American studies with a minor in music engineering. What do I do on campus? Well, I do a cappella. I sing in the Tufts Amalgamates.
Ooh, with Daniel.
With Daniel. So true. I heard that. I heard him in the back.
And I'm also in a couple bands on campus. Shout out Token and Mom Sir. I play guitar and I sing. And my musical journey, I've been playing guitar for like a while. And then I started writing songs like early high school. And then I just kind of kept doing that. I have two songs out. There should be more. It's really bad. I have a lot of songs, just not a lot released.
That's okay. It's good to even have something out.
This is true.
That's a success.
Yes, it was a feat. Thank you.
And you sing for the jazz orchestra.
Oh, yes. I totally forgot about that.
Which we just covered.
True, 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 true.
Just so you're in so many different little facets of Tufts music, which is so awesome. Mm. What are you doing recording and production?
I am doing recording and production.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Yes, yes. Nice. I forgot that too. Like that's so exciting.
And recently, actually, I am going to start working Mets this semester.
So you are?
I am, in fact.
We heard that there was like 5 new people.
Yeah.
And last night we like met someone who was playing at the show. He's like, I'm a new Met. And we're like, no way. And now we have you. Oh my God, wait.
So true.
That's so exciting. This is everything, like all the new people that we're getting are like, so we're so excited. You're going to love it. And
great,
you're
going to
learn so much.
I love learning.
Sorry, this is like, if we're just having our moment. But
this is
the music events technical staff at Tufts that me and Constantine both work for. So that's what we're talking about right now, everyone. Okay. Oh,
thanks for listening.
Just a quick plug. If you ever go to a Tufts music event, and you're wondering who's doing the sound, it's us.
That's why it sounds so good. Okay, what do you have next for us?
That's a great question.
I'm trying to decide.
Okay, how about this? Pick a number.
Okay.
From 1 to 9, and I'll play that song.
Eight.
Oh, okay. Let me tune real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Wait. Thank you.
Then maybe, I don't want to distract you, but we can keep chatting.
Yeah.
So, do you... Oh, I had a question. When did you get into the music engineering stuff? Did you get into it through taking courses at Tufts and then, like, wanting to record your own music? Or what was your motivation there?
My first semester here, which was my sophomore fall, because I'm also a transfer student, fun fact, just so much lore.
I feel like I didn't know that either. Wow.
But I took Intro to Music Engineering with Kelsey.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can get a science credit from this. This is awesome. And then I found out about the minor, which I didn't even know when I came here. And I was like, why would I not do this? Like, it's so fun.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. And it's mostly like for... Like, I guess my music, but also I'm just interested in it, like, overall.
It's just cool.
And I'm not a woman in STEM, so I don't take any, like, electronic-y classes, and I was like, it could be fun.
Yeah, it's really exciting to have, because it's exciting to have another woman, at least one more, joining Mets, because we do have, actually, a lot of... women on Mets, which is I think it's half and half.
Used to be,
yeah.
When I started,
I was like one of two or three.
Oh wow!
But now it's like really, really balanced, which is super cool and exciting. And like,
yeah,
I love the energy.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Okay, what is your next song?
Yes, I am all tuned up now. Yep. This is called "Less Than a Stranger." Another kind of chiller, finger picky vibe, and also kind of short, which is not normal for my songs, but
okay,
short and sweet.
Okay.
I keep having this thought, tucking your hair behind your ear. Toes, but you're holding me up, arms around my waist, and then you disappear. The faceless, nameless, I'm looking them dead in the eyes. I'm feeling so. They only exist in my mind. waste all of the time. Have a laugh with my friends, everything makes sense, but I'm never truly satisfied. It's funny, really, how much I go back and forth between apathy and misery. I don't know what I want anymore. I know it sounds crazy. I'm in control, it's just lately I've been lonely, lonely, lonely.
You're right, that was short and sweet. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
What was that song called?
That was called Less Than a Stranger.
I like it.
Thank you.
What else do I have?
That's a great
Is there anything else in this tuning?
Oh, this is... Let me think. Yes, I
to
do
make
have
your
one.
Life easier.
I know, I always do this. I never realize how annoying they are to play live.
You need like just five guitars and just switch.
So true. So true. When I get rich, just like a million guitars all in different tunings.
Yeah. You don't even need to get rich. Just like go find them. I know some, I don't know. This is like really random.
No, please.
There was like someone maybe that performed on the show or something that was saying that his guitar, like he literally found in a dumpster and just put new strings on it. And he was like, it works. And it was, like, really cool. I don't know. So, dumpster diving?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'll put it in my calendar.
Yeah, G-Cal. Okay. What's the next one?
Great question. This one's called 15. I did not write it when I was 15, but it's about that nice, fun era.
The era, yes.
It was not fun, which you'll hear about soon.
Yes.
But, yeah. Okay, wait, let me just make sure. All right, it's good enough. Okay, yeah, this one's called 15.
Listen to me, but I still back. And who the hell was I? Arms they tell me says untied. To think that he was all I could have had. He'll never understand.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Think I remember you playing that over the summer.
Yes, I did.
I remember.
Wow.
I can like,
wait,
I
like you should sing it with me next time.
I will. I so will.
Yeah, that was that one.
Okay, wait.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jinx.
No, please.
So I think I know what two songs that you have out because I saw on the when I was logging your name.
Ooh.
But tell the people what songs you do have out.
Okay. I have one single I released in 2023, Lover Loneliness. Woo. And then woo. I have one called Happy Birthday, which I released, I think, last year or 2 years ago, maybe, on my birthday. I don't remember.
I love it.
It's very blurry.
And well, now that you have all this recording knowledge, mm-hmm. and now, I mean, once you're met and you have access to like the tech booth and all the really nice microphones and like,
yeah, you guys got some crazy stuff
that,
in there.
Like, are you gonna record more? What's your,
like, I'm gonna try. We'll yeah. see. I have been saying that for probably the better part of like 2 years, but I think I will. I have a feeling this year, maybe.
Mm-hmm. If you're, are you planning, do you know what you're doing for the summer?
Still up in the air.
Yeah.
But
don't ask these
that's
questions.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just suggesting if you're going to be here and like you're not insanely busy and you have time, like you should, Granoff is open. These WFO is open.
This
all
is
these
true.
Spaces are like available. You should do that. Although you might need like a friend to help you and you don't want to like, well, I mean, you can, I don't know, powerhouse it. Record yourself, set up everything.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Could be a good opportunity this to take advantage of the resources.
Yes. I could be here. I'm hoping to be somewhere. So
well, that's
maybe that will be here.
Yeah. Just food for thought.
Yes. No, thank you.
I remember over the summer
yes.
you saying that you weren't in any bands and you really wanted
yes.
to be in one or like, and now you are. So
this
tell
is
me about that. The genesis of that.
Yeah, I will. Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually, let me think. So my band Token, which I sing and play guitar in, was formed at the beginning of last semester with some people I met through TJO and also just like mutual friends. It kind of just came together and we played like Apple Jam before, some like random gigs on campus, some like weird basements, but it was fun. It was really
yeah.
fun. We had a great semester. And then my other band, which I play rhythm guitar in, I'm president of the Philippine Student Union on campus.
Okay.
And so it's like, for the most part, like a Filipino band. That was kind of our like goal.
That's lit.
Yes. And that one's also really fun. We actually are playing Apple Jam on the Valentine's Day show.
Oh, yeah. When
so
is that?
I believe it's right on Valentine's Day. So the 14th.
Okay.
Pull
up, everyone,
yes,
if you're a tough student.
Pull up. It's going to be a fun time.
That's
lots
so
of good
exciting.
Music.
Well, I will reach out to you because we're in the planning process of Bocella for WMFO, which is like, will be in April. It'll be an outside, like, all day.
Mm.
It's Coachella, but for jumbos, basically. So
on the East Coast.
You guys got to play.
Oh, my God.
So we can.
Would love that.
We'll chat. But
yes.
That's really exciting. I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
You wanted to do that.
I did. I really did.
And now you're like, you're music maxing here at Tufts. So congratulations
thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot.
Yes. What else? What do you want to play next?
Yeah. Okay. So this next song, it's a little angry.
That's okay. You like
yeah,
angry.
Like, you know, I feel like a lot of my songs are sad, but this one's like, you know, it's still kind of a negative emotion, but it's slightly like it's different, like, mm-hmm, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I actually haven't played this in a very, very long time. It's kind of old, but I thought it'd be fun.
I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, this one's called Too Nice.
I don't want to fight, it's just a little bit hard. Wasted so much time, I should have known from the start. Oh, I believed your lies until I gave you mine, telling you I'm fine. Could never hurt your pride, so I'll be extra good so you'll feel even worse. Watch you mess up while I wear your sweatshirt. I'll play along and pretend that I'm happier. Watch you get drunk when your feelings get hurt.
Yeah. Yep, that was that. So sorry for the cursing, beautiful, by the way.
It's okay.
Just like force. Wait, what is it? Like, I did the clean version and then I forgot.
So you know, it's fine. Okay. We apologize to the FCC. And
FCC, I'm sorry.
We hope that it's my next you song. Forgive us. Thank yep. you.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That happens a lot. People totally slip up and that's all right. I actually heard freak. So. Oh.
And that is in
fact
what
I said. About, but.
So that's, thank you for that.
So when did you write that song? You said it was old.
It is old. I don't even, maybe like junior year of high school. So like,
yeah, that
four
sounds
years
right.
ago.
It sounds like an angsty, like.
It does.
I feel that.
Thank you. Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
Thank you.
Did you play that last time?
I did not.
Okay.
I have not played that in like maybe 2 years. I don't know.
Well,
it's crazy.
We are excited to hear it.
Thank you.
And your range is just like, you are so dynamic. I think I said this last time too, but, and me and Daniel were just talking about it, like hearing you do kind of the like more intimate, like whispery type singer songwriter thing. And true. Then also like you got pipes, which is really,
thank you.
Really fun, and I appreciate that a lot.
Oh,
and
I'm
it's
so glad.
Really cool, and it's fun to. I'm just excited to see like TJO and like all these different things, and you just have all these elements, and it's so awesome.
This is true.
So
thank you. I hope it's not making your life harder. I feel like
no.
if I were on your end, I'd be like,
no, you
down
have,
and
I
up.
Mean, you have great mic control. Okay. Like it's actually Constantine.
Sorry.
No, please.
Take the microphone. You're doing great. Our gear has failed us like 3 or 4 times over today. So.
Oh, no.
But only one of those has been noticeable to the
awesome.
General public.
Okay, awesome,
so
awesome,
that's
awesome.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I've been like watching and paying attention, but you have been, I'm like, oh, I actually don't need to really bring it down because you're controlling very well.
Thank you.
Okay, what time measure should we do? Do you want to do your PSA?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Constantine has something. Do you need anything where you, wait, do you need to retune at any point?
I can do that now while you
okay,
guys do.
Do it now.
Okay, and I have a PSA for you. Balkan Music Night is the Boston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from Southeastern Europe. The 37th annual Balkan Music Night will be held on February 28th, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, Turkey, and more, performed by master musicians and bands from near and far. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are part of the fun. It all starts at 6 p.m. at Arts at the Armory, 161 Highland Avenue, Somerville, Massachusetts. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to balkanmusicnight.com. Back to you, Kim.
March 1st, pull up, Balkan Music Night.
February 28th.
Really? Oh, expires March 1st. February 28th, last day of the month, because if you don't know, February is a shorter month than all the other months, which I think is really awesome. And
little known fact.
I just found out also, I don't know if people know this, but this could be an Instagram lie, but on my like 5 minutes of Instagram a day, I found out that this year, February has like the most perfect ratio. Like every week is like perfect. Like we started on a, what, Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And then we will end on a Sunday. So on a Saturday, whatever. So apparently it's like a perfect February and it hasn't happened in like 800 years or something.
Whoa.
So food for thought. Okay. Are you...
I'm great.
Ready? Okay.
I'm so ready.
What's your next song?
This one is called I'm Not Gonna Say It Again. I think I played this one last time I was here.
Okay.
It's very pretty open tuning. So
love it.
Yeah. And this one's a little long, so sit tight.
Okay.
Beginning when doubt was only a fleeting feeling. Every night I'm playing back and rewinding. When I'd say that I love you and it had a meaning, now I'm not gonna say. Silence, I stare at the ceiling. You called me up and I knew I was leaving. Now I'm not gonna say. Let you pull me apart, bury the hurt underneath the scars. I only ask for respect, but you bandaged yourself while I bled. So many things I regret. What the hell did you expect?
That was beautiful. Thanks for your like face telling us that the other two compressors decided to be nice and do something really fun and just give it some more flavor. So yeah, that made us be like, okay, you know, it's happening. We're replacing these patch bays and we have them right there.
Oh, awesome.
We just gotta put them in. So anyways.
Glad I could be of assistance.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I really like that song. And the open tuning is very beautiful.
This is true.
Very, very beautiful. Do you have any other songs in open turning?
I don't think so. I think I discovered it and I was like, all right, one and done.
Yeah.
But I have one in a similar tuning. I know, sorry, tuning is such an issue.
It's okay.
I swear.
It's not an issue. Nothing is an issue. It's just, it just happens and it's something to be aware of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need to label it so negatively.
So true, so true.
You know?
Okay, my next one, it is unfortunately in a different tuning, but just give me literally like 10 seconds.
Okay. What else can I say? Oh yeah, Super Bowl. Anybody got plans for the Super Bowl? I hear the New England Patriots are playing, and apparently we're in New England, and I grew up in California where I was supposed to hate the Patriots. And if my parents are listening, which I think they are, they instilled that in me. All I know is Deflategate. So, anyways, I don't know if anyone has strong feelings, but yeah, I feel like I gotta mention when the Super Bowl's happening.
Can I tell you something really funny?
Yes.
I don't know why I was talking about the Super Bowl, but I literally was like, I thought it already happened. Like,
that's valid.
So not following football.
No, I probably would think the same thing if I'm hosting a Super Bowl party this weekend.
Wow.
Apparently, just kind of found out. So if anyone is, you know, doesn't know what to do and wants to enjoy the Super Bowl but probably not watch it, then I'm your girl.
That sounds so
That's
fun.
That's all I have to say. That was my random.
I'm interlude. Excited for the halftime show, though. That's something.
Wait, who? Yeah,
it's Bad Bunny.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's exciting. That is very exciting. Okay.
Wait. Let me just make sure this is right. There.
That's okay. Yeah, yesterday, at our WMFO anniversary. Oh yeah. By the way, as of today is actually the 55th anniversary of WMFO
no way.
Airing. Here Comes the Sun was the first song ever aired. Although radio has a much longer history at Tufts before WMFO, but as of like it being WMFO, what it is today, it's been 55 years. So congrats to us in this place.
Hey, congrats.
And happy birthday. And oh, you should play your song. You don't have to.
It's the thing is that song, I wrote it on keys and I just I'm too lazy to learn it on guitar.
I see.
But
got to transfer it over.
Happy birthday to WMFO.
It's still in our hearts. But I don't really remember like where exactly I was going. Oh, I was also like retuning my guitar a few times last night, which I like usually don't do. I usually don't do different tuning. And I was like, damn, this is like stressful. So
because everyone's just waiting for
you. I know, and you're like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, so
yeah,
that's that.
Thank you.
But what is the song we
this
have
one,
coming for us?
It's called Lifetime. Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna get right into it.
Beautiful.
But I'm not fine. I'll be waiting a life. a ghost. So many strangers who wear your cologne. It's out of my control. Whatever I did, I take it back. Replace the guilt with what we had. Somehow we got off track. Looking at you feels like a crime. I thought if I waited it out, I'd be fine. But I'm not fine.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I loved that.
Yes. I have to figure out how to end these songs. I always just like strum the chord real big, but I feel like it just gets repetitive. I don't know.
Well, I think it sounds great, but
Thank you. But
like, well, I'm just saying, no, if please. You want to get more adventurous, like, do it. Just, I don't know, like, experiment. You could like leave us with some tension and don't come back to the one. Or true. Like, I don't know, I'm just spitballing. You could do like a fade out, like start going really quiet.
That's true, live. Yes, so, that would be great.
I don't know, maybe next time you're like chilling and listening to music, then see how they're ending songs and experiment.
It's so true,
because that advice. Could add some like fun tension and release for people.
I agree.
We have time for like one, two more. So whatever you are feeling.
Yes, I can so do that. So I'll play this one called Season's Greetings.
Okay.
To get in the holidays. Well, holidays have passed, but it's kind of relevant.
Post,
you know, it's
post
snowing outside.
Yeah. Is it like, can you see? Is it
snowing? It was when I got here.
It, yeah.
I don't know if it still is, but I guess it never
stops.
Check.
I'll go check and then I'll come back and tell everyone after you finish the song.
Yes.
We'll see.
And then I'll play Lover Loneliness, which is the song that I do have out.
Okay.
That is my plan.
That's great. Let's hear it. Maybe just go back to back.
I shall.
Okay.
Let me just find my capo first. I think she disappeared.
It's always like, I feel like they always go missing.
They always do.
You do? Daniel just told me he has one of my capos.
From freshman year.
Never did not know that at all.
Okay, wait. Oh, it's right here. Awesome. Okay, give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, I feel like I just remember like a middle school me or like high school me, like pulling out my guitar and being like, where's my capo? And then like looking everywhere, and then it's just like sitting like somewhere on your bed. Like,
literally. Yeah. Either that or it's lost forever. And then you have to buy a new one.
You order a new one like from Amazon every week, and then you're like, oh my God, now I have five.
Literally.
Classic.
We're here. We're back.
Okay.
Yeah, so this one's called Season's Greetings. Yeah, you'll hear what it's about.
Okay. Beautiful.
December's come around again. The sun goes down at 4 p.m. Feel the existential dread. Welcome in again, old friend. The year is drawing to an end. Getting older's finally sinking. Heart doesn't know where home is. Coming back reminds me why I left. The season greets me, and I'm a moth to a flame, illuminated by the promise of good tidings. The air gets chilly and it keeps my hope going. The bells are ringing. Snow's coming. The lights are flashing red and green, but it's way too cold for caroling. They're a warning more than anything. No use in trying to stop the cavalry. Smiling at a courtesy, radiating apathy. Keep the heat from escaping. I'm so tired of shivering. The season greets me, and I'm a moth to a flame, illuminated by the promise of good tidings. The air gets chilly and gets my hope going. The bells are ringing, but I don't think the snow's coming. So deceiving. Are the holidays commiserating about how they led me astray? The air gets chilly and reminds me that I know nothing. The bells are ringing, but I don't think the snow's coming.
That was Season's Greetings. Let me move my capo up for my last song. Yeah, I wrote it last December. Seasonal depression is, in fact, real. Okay, yeah, this is Love or Loneliness. Stream it on Spotify, Apple Music, everything, everywhere. My name is Mae Gunn, and thanks for listening. Do something I'll regret.
happens next. Scared no one's gonna want what I have left. No, I'm losing all my common sense. Tell me, is it love or loneliness? Still owe you that money. I kinda don't wanna pay you. Hold sentimental value. You tell me your stories. You could never bore me.